910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The U.S. economy grew at a healthy 2.8% annual rate from July through September. Consumer spending accelerating to a 3.7% annual pace, even though the job market has been fizzling a bit recently and credit card debt for consumers is at its highest point ever. Less than a week before Election Day, Kamala Harris and Donald Trump making final arguments while security has been tightened at some polling places.
In Maricopa County, Arizona, where some people with guns showed up during the 2020 election vote count, officials are deploying a number of security measures this year, drones and surveillance cameras to monitor activity around the building where the votes will be counted. Officers on horseback to control unruly crowds. A SWAT team at the ready.
ABC's Pierre Thomas. Several ballot boxes set on fire in Oregon and Washington State. The FBI is investigating. A man found stabbed to death at the Coney Island subway stop in New York City last night. He's not been identified. No arrests made. This is ABC News.
I'm James Kelly with WBZH News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. Find it anytime on the WBZH website at buzzofthenorth.com. For 910 WBZH News, I'm James Kelly. Wisconsin State Superintendent Jill Underley is proposing free meals for Wisconsin students. Health and education officials say a lack of reliable access to food is a major barrier in learning, and one in four high school students across the state are dealing with food insecurity. The proposal would cost $294 million and is included in the Department of Public Instruction's budget proposal. The free meals would be available to all students regardless of their financial situations. The state legislature would need to approve the measure. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers and the Department of Natural Resources have announced nearly $8 million in grant funding for 12 projects across the state. The funding was provided through the Knowles Nelson Stewardship Program, with grants going to organizations like local governments, nonprofits, and county forests. Among the funded projects are things like an ADA-accessible boat launch facility in Ashland, the construction of new walking paths in Hillsboro, and the development of a riverfront trail and pavilion in Prescott. Curling fans in the northwest Wisconsin area won't need to travel far if they want to watch the best in the country compete. The USA Curling Men's and Women's National Championships are scheduled to be held at the Duluth Entertainment Convention Center at the end of January. The winners of the event will go on to the World Championships and possibly even earn a chance to compete in the 2026 Olympic team trials. The championship event will take place from January 27th to February 2nd. Tickets for the event are available online. A Duluth man is facing multiple charges relating to an August shooting incident. According to court records, 56-year-old Andre Woods was involved in a shooting on East 3rd Street in Duluth on August 24th. According to law enforcement authorities, 10 to 12 shots were fired during the incident, and officers stopped the vehicle the wounded Woods was driving as he was heading away from the scene. The other man went to the hospital later with gunshot wounds and told authorities he and Woods had gotten into an argument before the shooting. For 910 WBZH News, I'm James Kelly.
A Brewers coach signs an extension. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports. Baseball, the Brewers have renewed the contract of pitching coach Chris Hook. The 56-year-old Hook, who has worked his way up in the organization for 20 years, signed a multi-year extension with the team yesterday. He's credited with developing the team's young pitching talent. The Yankees won Game 4 of the World Series last night in New York, 11-4 over the Dodgers. Game 5 is tonight, Los Angeles leading 3-1. NBA, the Bucks are in Memphis. They face the Grizzlies tomorrow night on Halloween. The NFL trade deadline is coming up next Tuesday. Yesterday, the Packers signed linebacker Jamin Davis to their practice squad. Davis had been a first-round pick for Washington 3 years ago and was asked how familiar he is with the Packers.
Ironically, I got a chance to watch him a little bit last year, and it's crazy now that I might actually get an opportunity to play for him. But currently, I'm just honestly soaking everything all in, and hopefully I can get to work and just watch as much film as possible.
That's Packers linebacker Jamin Davis with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Cloudy and windy with scattered showers and thunderstorms today, and falling temperatures too. We're going to drop into the upper 40s by late afternoon. Rain tonight, windy down to 33 tomorrow. Rain with a few snowflakes mixing in, with temperatures falling into the mid-30s by late afternoon. We could get a half inch to an inch or more of rain by the time it ends. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now it's 55.
Matt Nair on air.
Darren Von Rudin, president of the Wisconsin Farmers Union. Wisconsin Congressman Derek Van Orden wasn't really concerned about hearing from the farmers after he got done being unhappy with you about an ad you made months ago.
Our members didn't get to tell their stories. And in the end, if you don't agree with each other, at least the conversation can happen. That really didn't happen.
One would think being in Congress would require a slightly thicker skin.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Todd Alba Show.
Either Donald Trump or Kamala Harris is going to win this race. Don't be the person saying, I agree with Kamala Harris on 80%, but I was really ticked off about X. And I wanted to send her a message, so I didn't vote or I voted for someone else. And then you get Trump, and people are going to say, you can't have a national abortion ban. They have to listen to us. We're the people. It'll be too late. Your vote is powerful. Do not waste it.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Pat Kreitlow.
Thursday, we'll hear from our friends at Motherhood for Good. They've spent months introducing us to women ready to lead. Now they offer some final words to moms about voting.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6. The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842. That's 855-752-4842 or 855-75-CIVIC. As promised, I'm joined by the mayor of the city of Milwaukee, Cavalry Johnson. Good morning to you, sir. How are you?
Good morning, Earl. I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Let me ask you quickly. I know you're here to talk about the election. You know, you constantly hear people talking about what is Kamala Harris going to do. With you being a mayor of a large urban city, can you talk about the impact of the resources that the city has received under the Build Back Better plan with Joe Biden and Kamala Harris and the impact that has had on the city of Milwaukee itself?
Sure, absolutely. That's a great question. So in the administration that the vice president is currently involved in, the city of Milwaukee has been able to pull down literally millions and millions and millions, tens of millions of dollars, in some cases, hundreds of millions of dollars to support us on the ground in Milwaukee. I mean, I'll talk about the American Rescue Plan Act first, because if those dollars hadn't flown to Milwaukee, if they hadn't come to Milwaukee from President Joe Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris, we'd be in a really, really rough situation right now in this city. Our public safety would be jeopardized. Our library system wouldn't be operating the way that it is. We'd have hundreds of other city employees who deliver services each and every single day who just wouldn't be on the job. But the reason that we were in a position to keep those things going is because of the investments that we got from the vice president and the president. So I'm immensely grateful for them for that. In addition to that, you know, and I know, and your listeners know that we've been battling, much like other cities across this country have, with this issue around reckless driving. And I've got this goal to build a protected bikeway system throughout the city in my time as mayor. That's one thing. We've been able to address physical changes on the roadways in Milwaukee to address the scourge of reckless driving. And much of that is because of the federal investment that we've gotten from President Joe Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris. You'll notice around schools, there are improvements to make the crossing of the street safer for young people who are walking to schools in our neighborhood schools in Milwaukee. The same thing is true of young people who are looking to go to parks in their neighborhoods in Milwaukee. That's because of the president. That's because of the vice president. Right now, this year in Milwaukee, we are on pace to have removed more lead service lines in a single year than we have in any other year. That's a direct result of the efforts led by this administration, by the Biden-Harris administration. And look, as I've gone to Washington, D.C., and have sat in those meetings in the White House and the Eisenhower Executive Office Building, the person who is leading the charge on that is Vice President Kamala Harris. She's the one who's in the room. She's the one who's engaging with mayors. She's the one who's leading that effort. So Milwaukee has been a true beneficiary of Vice President Harris's leadership in the White House. And I'm looking forward to seeing her there still and become the 47th president of the United States.
So as a lifelong resident of the city of Milwaukee for now over 70 years, I see the impact of, you know, we can say 5 years ago, and looking at our city and where it was, and not looking at a lot of hope economically to fix some of the ills that had impacted our community for far too long. To see the miraculous change that occurred in the last 4 years, for somebody like me, is just unbelievable. I can see it visually.
Yeah. I think you're absolutely right. And look, when you've got more safety, and again, we've been able to keep the city safe and, you know, actually lay a foundation to grow public safety in Milwaukee. We're in a position right now because of the runway that Vice President Harris and President Biden gave us. We're in a position right now where we're actually able to add more money to hire police officers. But even outside of that, we're in a position where we're actually reopening firehouses all across Milwaukee that have been shuttered over the course of the last number of years. We've been closing firehouses. Now we're in a position where we're opening firehouses again, adding to more public safety in Milwaukee. And if you look over the course of the last number of years in America, generally crime is at a 50-year low. Like, people are living in communities that are safer. And that is true in Milwaukee as well. And we've got an approach around public safety that involves accountability for people who commit, you know, acts of death or harm or destruction in Milwaukee. I say constantly that those folks should be held to account, but then also prevention, also working to make sure that young people particularly, they never are in a position where they're making those decisions anyway. And that work has only been bolstered by our partnerships with Vice President Harris and with President Joe Biden. And when you have those sort of investment, it creates, you know, this sense in the business community to say, hey, that's a place where I want to go to add jobs, to build office spaces and create more vibrancy. And we've seen that here.
Mayor Johnson, is it safe to say that if Donald Trump becomes the president of the United States, this could be impeded, the success, the progress that the city has made forward in many different areas? And if Kamala Harris, you know, becomes the president, this thing and this renaissance will continue. Certainly there's a long way to go, but there's a major difference between the two sides. Is it safe to say that?
Oh, there no doubt about it. No doubt about it. I mean, when you look at what's happening right now, we're less than a week before Election Day, which I want to remind people, you don't have to wait till Election Day. That's actually the last day to vote. You should vote early, vote now, get it done. You never know what's going to happen on Election Day. I was watching the news this morning, and it's going to rain on Election Day. So, you know, weather sometimes deters people from going to vote. So just get it done, do it early. You can do it all the way up until Sunday, November 3rd at one of the 10 early voting locations here in the city of Milwaukee. But when you look at the closing arguments that are being provided right now by Mr. Trump and Vice President Kamala Harris, there's no doubt that there's a difference between the two. I mean, Kamala Harris is talking about policies that actually would benefit people. She's talking about things that people are concerned about in Milwaukee and Wisconsin and across this country, whether that's, you know, money for down payment assistance for a home, whether that's money to support people who are earlier on in building their families, whether that's entrepreneurial opportunities for people in America, whether that's growing more housing in the United States, whether that's focusing in on issues that are important specifically to Black men, specifically to the Latino community here in Milwaukee and Wisconsin and in the United States. And on the other hand, Donald Trump is, you know, putting on rallies, talking about, you know, Puerto Rico being a floating island of garbage, talking about Arnold Palmer's manhood, talking about sharks and batteries, talking about Hannibal Lecter being, you know, this great person. He's not focused in on what's important to the American people. He's talking a lot of nonsense, and he's talking about retributing against or having retribution against people who he perceived to have wronged him. This should not even be a question. This shouldn't even be a close race. There's only one candidate in this race who's looking out for you and your listeners, and that's Vice President Kamala Harris.
So, Mayor Jensen, two things quickly. You constantly hear on the one side of the ledger that illegal immigrants have come into cities like ours, Milwaukee, and cause all kind of havoc, and gangs are running wild, and people are being slaughtered. You're the mayor of the city of Milwaukee. How much of that is fact?
I mean, Mr. Trump, unfortunately, this reminds me of when he, you know, first came down that golden escalator back in 2015 in New York City, right? And the first words that came out of his mouth were talking about Mexicans being and Latinos being, you know, criminals and drug dealers and bringing crime and all this, and Mexico not sending their best. I mean, I can tell you, we've got a strong and vibrant Latino community here in Milwaukee. In fact, it's a fast growing community here in our city, and they add so much to the city. All you need to do, if you have curiosity about the impact of Latinos in Milwaukee and Wisconsin, is go to the south side of Milwaukee. Go to Mexican Fiesta when it's going on. It is a vibrant, diverse, colorful, culturally filled experience that you'll have with Latinos here in this community. So no, we're not seeing that. And the other thing is this, right? He's talking about all these people who are coming into, you know, the United States, who are, you know, from insane asylums, and they're criminals and they're drug dealers and all this, and they're eating your pets and all this sort of stuff. You can't have people who are coming in from insane asylums and then say that those people are also taking your jobs. Which one is it? The people from the insane asylums are taking your jobs? How is that even possible?
So
those are questions that folks need to ask about Donald Trump.
So let me ask you quickly this last question. How safe is the election? How safe in the city of Milwaukee?
Incredibly safe. Our elections commissioner, Paulina Gutierrez, she works in tandem with the Milwaukee Police Department, with Chief Jeffrey Norman, with the Milwaukee Fire Department, and Chief Aaron Lipsky on a daily basis to make sure we have a strong and secure election in Milwaukee. There's been some recent reporting around that. I encourage you and your listeners to go and look those things up. We'll have a secure election in Milwaukee, as we always have.
Hey, Mayor Johnson, thank you very much. Love to have you after the election. And you know, as we talk about the victory and look towards the future.
Absolutely. Sounds good to me, Earl. Thank you.
All right. That's the mayor of the city of Milwaukee, Cavalier Johnson. It's always great to have him on. My next guess is it's Wednesday, so that means you know, Dr. Robert Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action, is here as we prepare for, you know, the election and, you know, on this coming Tuesday. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show.
You're listening to The Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Up North News Radio.
It was the most embarrassing moment of the Senate debate. Eric Hovde didn't know what was in the farm bill.
I'm not an expert on the farm bill.
Really? 1 out of 9 Wisconsinites work in agriculture. But billionaire California banker Eric Hovde couldn't be bothered to learn about the farm bill. Hovde even said, quote, "Why in God's green earth would I know all the details in the farm bill?" The Wisconsin Farm Bureau has endorsed Tammy Baldwin. She's the first statewide Democrat they've endorsed in over 20 years. The Farm Bureau says Tammy Baldwin has been, quote, a steadfast advocate for Wisconsin agriculture. They cite her work creating the Dairy Business Innovation Act, which is helping farmers across Wisconsin expand and hire new workers. It's a clear choice. Billionaire California banker Eric Hovde, who doesn't give a damn about farmers, or Tammy Baldwin, who's working hard for us.
I'm Tammy Baldwin, running for Senate, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Tammy Baldwin for Senate.
Worthington, Minnesota continues to shine. It's worth a look. We've expanded so many things. It's a time of growth. We've expanded recreation activities with our indoor ice arena, our indoor turf rec center and playground, and our outdoor water park, Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. Our schools have expanded, and so has our industry. We're continuing to expand our population also, with lots ready to build on Glenwood Heights. So let's grow together in Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look.
What makes Wisconsin great?
Find out as Todd Albaugh and friends tour the state by bus, and they're coming to a city near you.
If people want to come out and say hi, first drink is on us, whether it's alcohol or not, and then some cheese curds, and we're going to be doing that all week long.
La Crosse to Eau Claire, Stevens Point to Appleton. Learn more and where to join them at civicmedia.us/whatmakeswisconsingreat.
The Todd Albaugh Show, a tour of, by, and for the people, all week, noon to 2. This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
It's time to get organized with Dr. Craig and Citizen Action. Working for democracy and taking on economic, racial, and environmental issues across Wisconsin and around the United States, here's Earl Ingram with Dr. Robert Craig.
All right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842. Good morning to you, Dr. Craig. The mayor, we had the mayor on, and so as much as we love you, the mayor wanted to talk about the election. So,
no worries at all. I don't mind being preempted by the mayor. I was once preempted on a national radio show by Bernie Sanders.
So Dr. Craig, almost 500 damaged ballots retrieved from burned box in Washington State. Dr. Craig, Donald Trump and the Republicans who claim to talk about stealing the elections, they've got surrogates and people out here who are doing these kinds of things. Your thoughts?
So they established, Earl, that that it came from, you know, people on the right. You know, because I haven't read all of the detailed coverage.
Well, yes. Yes.
Because I know there was something in Florida where they decided it probably wasn't. But in this case, it was directly from people who would have been influenced by all the election denial lies, the big lies.
So, Dr. Craig, this constant haranguing on our elections not being safe, our, you know, there was somebody I had, I think it was Ron Johnson, I had him on last week, and I asked him, if the election turns out and Kamala wins, will you accept the outcomes? And he gave that same lame rationale that you get from all of them. It depends. What are you talking about? It depends. If they lost, they lost. And so he also tried to flip it around and said he was more concerned about what the Democrats would do if they lost. When are we ever going to get over this, Dr. Craig? Is this nightmare ever going to end?
Yeah, I mean, that's not what George Washington or John Adams or Thomas Jefferson said, right? The whole idea was we weren't going to have, because, you know, back in monarchy, remember, for people remember their social studies or their high school and college history, there was all these disputed who was the rightful king, and there were allegedly rightful kings in exile, and there were constant conspiracies and all sorts of stuff because people didn't accept, right, the legitimacy of the process. So obviously what happens here is that if you can't have a democracy if both sides don't agree to the rules. It's like, I will follow the rules of the football game if it goes the way I want, otherwise I will not. And I'll do something to compromise the refs, right, to rig the whole thing. So, I mean, watch them now. I'm gonna give you a hot take. They now sue, saying that the damage ballots can't be used even if the intent of the voter can be ascertained because they're not complete in some way.
Dr. Craig, the outcome of this election is not going to be decided on the 6th, on the day after the election. It's safe to say that, right?
I think it's safe to go to bed at normal time on Tuesday, not fall behind on sleep, and find out what the count is in the morning, because really, in 2020, this took, you know, the legitimate process took 4 or 5 days. I forgot the exact time when they called Pennsylvania, but it was days because partly Republican legislatures have blocked the ability of a voting official to organize absentee ballots early so they can be counted quickly, so they can perpetuate Trump's big lie so he can claim victory on election night. So you can go to bed knowing that Trump will declare victory on election night if he's ahead, even if it looks like he's going to lose. And you don't need to stay up and see him do it. You can play yourself.
You know, Dr. Craig, they can talk about absentee ballots as they did the last time, but now Republicans are doing absentee ballots and early voting. And then can they vilify it as much this time around since they've engaged in it themselves?
Well, this is constantly mutable. In other words, it can adapt to whatever the situation is. So let's say, because they've set up other backup lies. So let's say that the composition of the early vote is not as skewed as it was in 2020 and Trump is not ahead on election night, right? Then they will say it's illegal immigration voting, though there's no evidence of that, right? So they'll that's their backup. They've set that up. I've been doing our phone bank twice a week. Now I'm going to do a ton of them into the election. And Republican voters believe all of this. And except for the undecided ones, that small unicorn group, they're unpersuadable that these are not the real facts of the case because their side that they trust told them so.
You know, Dr. Craig, the more you read about the backstory of what's happening behind the elections, You get a kind of a chill, because even if the outcome comes back the way we all hope it does, you can't feel comfortable that it's what your lying eyes are going to tell you, because they've set all this stuff in motion in case they lose. I don't see that from the Democratic side, Dr. Craig. I want you to respond to that on the other side. 855-752-4842. It's Wednesday. That means the one and only Dr. Robert Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action, is on the docket.
You're listening to WBZH, Hayward's home for the Todd Allball Show.
your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
For 910 WBZH News, I'm James Kelly. Enrollment at the Universities of Wisconsin has seen a solid uptick this fall despite a significant drop in enrollment at branch campuses. Overall, UW campuses saw an increase of about 1.2% for the fall 2024 semester, equivalent to about 1,900 new students. UW-Madison has the largest enrollment as expected, with nearly 52,000 students. UW-Milwaukee was second with about 22,000, and UW-Oshkosh was third with about 13,000. The enrollment increase marks the second straight year of growth at UW schools. With the election just days away, this year's race for the 3rd Congressional District in Wisconsin has become the most expensive in district history. According to campaign finance documents, Republican incumbent Derek Van Orden and Democratic challenger Rebecca Cook have raised nearly $12 million in total. Congressman Van Orden raised more, with $6.6 million through mid-October. Cook raised about $5.3 million through the same point. Polling shows the district is one of the most competitive in the country. Some Hayward area residents had a chance to get some boating safety instruction at a seminar this week. The organization that hosted the seminar, Fishing Has No Boundaries, is focused on helping people of all ability levels get out on the water to enjoy a fun day of fishing. The seminars were for volunteers with Fishing Has No Boundaries, hoping to share tips and tricks from various chapters of the organization to maximize their impact. The Hayward seminar session was conducted by U.S. Coast Guard auxiliary instructors. Republican Congressman Tom Tiffany has significantly outraised his Democratic challenger Kyle Kilborn with just a few days left before the election. According to campaign finance reports, Tiffany has raised nearly $1.2 million through mid-October, compared to just $215,000 from Kilborn. Tiffany also reported having about $210,000 left over for the last 3 weeks of the campaign, while Kilborn reported having about $35,000 left over. For 910 WBZH News, I'm James Kelly.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Johnny Depp and Penelope Cruz are about to team up in a new film, Day Drinker. Yes, my fellow Wisconsinites, it is an awesome title. The film will tell the story of a cruise ship bartender, Depp, who befriends a mysterious day drinker played by Cruz, and they end up embroiled in a caper. This will be the fourth time Depp and Cruz grace the screen together after starring in Blow, Pirates of the Caribbean on Stranger Tides, and Murder on the Orient Express. If you love Squid Game, you might love the new spinoff, which will be an American version. Deadline reports that the project will be led by director David Fincher, whose credits include films like The Game and Seven. This will be the first spinoff of the Korean show. Season 2 of the original Squid Game premieres December 26th of this year on Netflix. Producers say the third and final season will also premiere sometime in 2025. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Cloudy and windy with scattered showers and thunderstorms today and falling temperatures, too. We're going to drop into the upper 40s by late afternoon. Rain tonight, windy down to 33 tomorrow. Rain with a few snowflakes mixing in with temperatures falling into the mid-30s by late afternoon. We could get a half inch to an inch or more of rain by the time it ends. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 53.
When right-wing politicians tried to sell us out to Big Pharma and the insurance companies, Tammy Baldwin refused to back down. Baldwin took on the big drug companies and capped the price of insulin at $35.
She fought for people like me.
Everything they've done with the health care, with the insulin.
They've done a lot of things to help lower bills.
Baldwin led the charge to make sure people with pre-existing conditions could keep their health care. And after Roe v. Wade was struck down, Tammy wrote the bill to restore equal access to abortion care for women everywhere.
She wants to make sure that all of us keep our benefits. She wants to make sure that we have the right to choose.
There's too much at stake here. We have to get out and vote.
I'm going to vote for Tammy Baldwin.
I'm proud to be voting for Tammy Baldwin.
Paid for by Power to the Polls Federal Fund, powertothepollsfund.com, which is responsible for the content of this ad. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Dom Salvia.
Next time, Matt Rothschild joins me in studio. Wisconsin State Rep Francesca Hong on the status of the Wisconsin election. Plus, Greg Palast joins us talking about the mega dirty tricks. Tune in.
The Dom Salvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
Thank you.
so you're heartbroken. You sit around hoping, crying, crying. You say you even thinking about crying? Well, before you do anything rash, dig this. Everybody plays the fool sometimes. There's no exception to
the. All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Dr. Robert Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action, is on the docket. Dr. Craig, you want to answer the question? You remember the question I asked before the break? So I don't either. So let's go to the phone lines. let's go to CJ. Good morning to you, CJ. You say what?
I forgot the question too, but thanks for taking my call, Earl and Dr. Sandy.
That's Dr. Craig.
Dr. Craig. As I listen to you talk about the threat to democracy, there's only one party in court fighting to keep illegal immigrants on the ballot, and that's your party, and that's in Virginia. And the Supreme Court is going to have to rule in all these, including Wisconsin, because Governor Evers is on a mission to allow illegal, undocumented migrants to vote.
Dr. Craig, how much of that is truth and how much of it is fiction?
I don't even think CJ's side honestly believes Tony Evers is plotting to get illegal immigrants to vote. So when CJ, you can see the way it's worded in right-wing social media spaces and their noise machine general. Virginia saying we already don't allow voting by people who are not citizens, and your extra procedures simply will make a lot of people prove citizenship in a way that creates disenfranchisement without making the vote any more secure because there's no evidence of citizens and non-citizens voting. He then frames it as they are fighting to keep illegal, I won't use the term he uses, illegal people on the ballot. It's just it's a complete misrepresentation of what's going on. And I would think the right could at least have the respect for their audience, everyone else's audiences, to explain what the dispute is about rather than characterize it in that misleading a way. It's not even the same thing. It is simply a way to confuse and upset people into voting for your side based on misinformation. You can't run a democracy very well that way.
Bill from Oconomowoc. Good morning to you, Bill. You say what?
I love CJ to be on the phone. I really do, because he invites conversation. And here's what I want to ask him. If these people that are crossing the border are, as he say, illegals, and we can't allow illegals, how do we allow an illegal to run for president? 36 convictions, CJ. Read them. It's not a supposition. It's not just a rumor. It's a fact. You're voting for an illegal president. And if you want to reference any of this, look at the 14th Amendment, Section 3, and read that and tell me that Trump should even be viable for the office of president, yet you worry about some poor people that don't have anything. They're a big concern to the safety of your country. You've got to be kidding me. You just have to take a breath, CJ. Just turn that stuff off for one day.
Hey, Bill, thank you very much for the call. Let's go to Mike from Kenosha. Good morning to you, Mike. You say what?
Good morning. Thank you for taking my call. Yeah, responding to the CJ, and that's not why I called, or TJ, it's allowing illegals to vote. It was his comment, his quote. It's already illegal for illegals to vote in federal elections. Again, as we've discussed several times, it's a solution looking for a problem. All indications are that our elections have never been more secure. This is from the right wingers as well as the left wingers that are in the know. This continued assault on our democracy in our nation's, it's wrong, CJ, it just is. All of the claims that CJ talks about on a regular basis, it goes on and on and on, every single one of them in 2 minutes can be destroyed. It's all a ruse. And at some point, look what these guys are doing to you. They're lying. They're, when they were in power, they did nothing regarding lead pipes and infrastructure. Nothing. They punted. In spite of, for a generation, we've known that we were 10, 20 years, 30 years behind our infrastructure. And what did they do? Nothing but tax cuts. Tax breaks and tax cuts. So.
Hey, Mike, thank you very much for the call. Dr. Craig, do you want to respond?
I mean, it's really, what's scary to me is I'm talking to a lot of voters. We have a deep canvas phone bank, longer conversation with people. We also do a deep canvas, direct, knock on your door. And I've done both of them, but people on the conservative side believe all of this. And they believe that mainstream media is lying. The New York Times and the Washington Post and Washington Journal Sentinel and CBS and NBC, I've gone through this with them, are all lying, that they're relying on the real information and all of this is true. Because they want to believe it's true because it reinforces what they want to believe about the world. And so it is dead for, therefore, how do we find common ground when we can't have common facts? The old adage that you have a right to your own opinions, not your own facts. Well, that's out the window because they've decided by alternative facts. Remember the statement from Trump's press secretary or second, one of them. He went through them pretty quickly. That apparently that we can just make them up as we go along, and their side will believe it. And there's a whole middle group that doesn't know what to believe. It's extremely problematic, but for the true believers, it's cult-like. There's no way to argue them out of it. And I try to really work it through very politely and ask them about, what their lives are like, what the cost of healthcare is for them and their families and things like that, and then work back around. And the ones who are in this frame simply believe what they are being told and just, it's, on immigration especially, because I think, Earl, talking to conservative and independent and swingy voters, that immigration in a sneaky way is their answer to Trump's lawlessness, because they've created this big lie that Biden and Harris have violated the law, opened the borders, they're not open, folks, and that all these dangerous people are streaming in. I saw when riding my bike to work this morning a electronic billboard about how our children are unsafe because Harris opened the border, with a child looking very sad, right? Well, the greatest lawless act and un-American act in history of the country has occurred on their side. So you're not going to worry too much about Trump's convictions, his attempted insurrection, his claims that he'll be a dictator, he'll use the military on people. That all pales compared to this new narrative they've created out of whole cloth.
Let's go to Cassandra from Middleton. Good morning to you, Cassandra. You say what?
Hi, Earl. Thanks for taking my call. And Robert, it's nice to hear from you. I just wanted to respond to CJ because I watch a variety of news programs, both liberal and conservative, and one of the Fox talking points has to do with the National Voter Registration Act of 1993. And the Fox News channels, they are not accurately reporting what that particular law states. The reason why the judge had to rule that non-citizens could not be removed this election cycle is because the governor of Virginia or their secretary of state, they did not attempt to claim their voting rolls within 90 days of the election. I believe the act occurred after the 90-day banning. So CJ, Fox is not giving the complete story on what happened. And that's really all I have to say about it.
Hey, Cassandra, thank you very much for the call. CJ, I'd also say to you that when Fox News got sued for almost $1 billion from Dominion, they clearly stated, we are not a real news outlet. Maybe you forgot that. Let's go to Jack from Merrimack. Good morning to you, Jack. You say what?
Good morning. I think I said something like this before, but is there election fraud? Let's see now. There's egregious gerrymandering to try and get a legislative supermajority from fewer than half of the voters. There's ridiculously demanding voter ID. There's atrocious demands for mail-in or absentee ballot rules. A wife can't, in Wisconsin, a wife can't even hand in nor even legally mail her husband's ballot. Excuse me? There's purging tens of thousands from voter rolls, moving and removing voting places, causing hours-long lines. There are anti-voter laws, like making it a crime to give food or water to those waiting in those lines, removal of drop boxes, placing of partisan uncertified drop boxes, laws allowing replacement.
Hey, Jack, enough already. Boxes. Jack, we believe you.
You got the picture. And only one party has been doing this. One party has been doing this. So if there's election fraud, you know where it's coming from.
Hey, Jack, thank you very much for the call. Dr. Craig, you want to respond to any of that?
Well,
it's a lot.
No, I would just say it's all true, but the question is whether it matters, whether it's true. That's the dilemma we're in. And so that's why the one thing we can do is contact as many voters as possible to volunteer, because you can finding them every night. Undecided voters, and believe you me, the candidate campaigns and all the independent groups with a lot of money are spending hundreds of millions trying to find those unicorn voters that actually are persuadable. And I had a long call that I think went well with a union member up in the Eau Claire area last week, like a half-hour conversation where he moved off voting for Donald Trump. So that is the kind of conversation you can have, right? And it just, unfortunately, facts don't matter anymore.
Let's do this. Guys, hang on. We'll come back to you on the other side. It's Dr. Robert Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action, and you on the Earl Ingram Show.
The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Real quick, raise your hand if you want to lose an additional 4 bands a year. Go ahead and put your hands up. You voted for Kamala Harris. Oh, okay, my fault. Good, because I don't think people understand that voting for Trump means you will lose an additional $4,000 to $5,000 a year. If Trump is elected, he plans to add a 60% tariff on all imports from China. Anything in your house that says made in China, take the price that you paid for and add 60%. He plans to add a 20% tariff on all imports coming from every other country. With Kamala Harris's opportunity economy, she's not hitting you with the sales tax of doom. She's providing tax cuts to the middle and working class, so that means you will save an additional $4,000 to $5,000 a year. Plus the $25,000 she's literally handing to new homebuyers, like, you know who to vote for in this November's election. It's Kamala Harris. Paid for by FFPAC, FFPAC.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. FFPAC is responsible for the content of this advertising.
You're an organ donor, right? Here's a tragic fact. Approximately 20 people die each day waiting for precious donated organs. You could make a life-saving decision simply by getting that important dot on your driver's license. That little dot shows those who need to know that you've made a decision to donate organs at a critical time. Go to heroicdeed.com to learn more about the importance of organ donation and how you can make your wishes known. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. HeroicDeed.com.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Will you dress up for Halloween, and what will you wear?
I'm not going to lie, I'm a lazy Halloweener.
A lazy Halloweener.
I just wore a football jersey and call it a day.
I have a prisoner costume, and it goes on over your other clothes, so I'll probably put that on when I take trick-or-treaters. I was never a huge Halloween guy to begin with. Never a huge Halloweener. A new phrase has been coined here tonight.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
You're listening to the Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Up North News Radio.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. The last few minutes of the Earl Ingram Show, as always, you can join us at 855-752-4842. Dr. Robert Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action. Let's go to Sam from McClair. Good morning to you, Sam. You say what?
Hi, how you doing?
All right.
I got a couple things to say. I know it's... convicted felon can't vote in Wisconsin or the whole United States, I guess, but how come a convicted felon can be president, you know? Is that screwed up or what?
Well, thank you very much for the call, Sam. I mean, we hear that cry constantly. Dr. Craig, let me do this. Before you respond, let's go to Cindy from Appleton. Good morning to you, Cindy. You say what?
Good morning. Well, I just have a question for Dr. Craig quick. I'm just wondering when the annual meeting is because I'd like to come to it. How can I find out that information? I can't find anything online.
Oh, you mean for Citizen Action Wisconsin?
I'm sorry?
Yeah, which annual meeting?
For Citizen Action, the annual meeting.
Oh, yeah. I was making sure it wasn't some other annual meeting. It's because it's not scheduled, we may actually have it at a different time than we usually do. So I'm working on that with our board chair, Candace Owley. So it's not there because there's going to be an executive committee of our board conversation about changing the timing of our annual meeting.
Hey, so now I see why Cindy is so perceptive. Dr. Craig, she's engaged with you in Citizen Action. So, Dr. Craig, here we are. What do you foresee? Let's say we wake up and Donald Trump is the president of the United States once again. Some of the real issues that citizen action and the American people will be faced with?
Well, I think, you know, we had a quote unquote resistance. You know, we've tended over the years to redefine things that were much harsher, like revolution and then resistance, right? That's historically, those mean more than Bernie Sanders' campaign or the grassroots campaign to prevent Donald Trump from overturning the Affordable Care Act, among other things, and the Women's March. I do think he makes an attempt to make this a more authoritarian country and to seize firmer control. It will not be complete authoritarianism. It'll be starting to move in the direction of the Viktor Orbáns of the world, the head of Hungary. And therefore, it's going to put a premium on people willing to join groups that are finding a way to be opposed effectively. You can do that with peaceful, nonviolent movements that really call the question and prevent kind of an authoritarian takeover. So it will not suddenly become night, right, Earl? It'll be a more gradual process. But the process it probably heads towards is what's called electoral autocracy. And that is, there are elections, so it seems to have the legitimacy of an election, kind of like what we had for 14 years in the state legislature, where there were elections, but only one party could hold a majority, and they were guaranteed a large majority, and therefore they controlled everything. But they could say, we're elected. The people told us to do this. That's what a Viktor Orban does. That's what the leaders of Modi in India does. That's what Erdogan in Turkey does, for example. That's the model, but he doesn't necessarily get away with it. What is the best option? To defeat him here and now, and hopefully discredit the MAGA wing and the MAGA movement and the Republican Party. But it's going to be a very close call. This is a tie. People really can't do anything at this stage other than volunteer and try to impact this election. But then they can't go away and melt into the woodwork. They need to join what would be hopefully a large and, as long as we need to have it, peaceful resistance to save democracy.
You know, Dr. Craig, the frustrating part about all of this is we finally started to see some changes on the state level. The Republicans had control 32 houses or more of the states for a number of years, and we started to see some of those things changing, i.e. the state Supreme Court of Wisconsin and other places. We started seeing some erosion. Man, and look how long it took for that. And now this is upon us. But as you just stated, you can't throw in the towel.
Everything's a long fight. Racial justice, economic equality, right? The right to health care. All of it is a long fight. We would rather not be, you know, a more difficult fight. As more difficult fight if we lose this election. But it's not like we win the fight if we win this election, because democracy can only be stabilized if it starts performing for people. You can't do that with a filibuster, with total gridlock, for example, or with a right-wing Supreme Court that is amending the Constitution every session.
Dr. Craig, the next time we speak, there'll have been some movement, and I look forward to, you know, if you're going to still be awoke, you know, you're going to have some. Yeah, we got to get out of here. Thank you. Thank everybody who made the show go, man. Thank you, Calvin. Up next, Jane Madden and Greg Bach. Madden there on air. You've been tuned into the Earl Ingram Show.
This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Maggie Dawn.
Marquette University Law School's newest poll drops, and I'll have Charles Franklin to tell you all about it. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. This is the Buzz of the North, WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.